The chupacabra is digging for scraps in my backyard again, where I bury the bones of the goat that he had for dinner yesterday. Seems like he's hungry, I think I should buy another one so he gets something to feast on tonight. The stingy neighbors have locked all their goats away. What's a poor chupacabra to do? They say chupacabra is up to no good. I think that he is just misunderstood. There's no reason to fear the chupacabra. He likes when I pet and stroke him, I know, 'cause he purred like a cat. I let him sleep in my bed last night, for I couldn't stand that sad look in his eyes. Chupacabra needs someone who loves him, someone who provides him with goats and tender care, instead of the frightened masses who harden their hearts and desire to shoot him dead. Love and affection, that's all that he needs. Some goats on which he joyfully feeds. Such an adorable chupacabra. I can see how you could be frightened because of his size and his fangs and his claws. Understandably, that's no surprise. It's okay to be worried at first, but look in his eyes. He ain't no hideous monster, you'll soon realize. All the birds and the squirrels are hiding, though he never did them no wrong. I bought a leash and took him for a walk into town. Everybody was scared. They see he just wants to play. He won't do anyone harm unless you're a goat and he's hungry, that is. Can you scold him for that? He needs something to eat.